Well, hey, everybody, it's Donna Parto, and I am welcoming you to day three. It's only day three. And before we went live with this recording, we've already had testimonies. Just from day two, that one woman had set a goal to get out of debt, and provision just came in yesterday, and she was able to pay off one of her credit cards. Another woman, her husband has been out of work with an injury, and she's been praying for provision, and some things happened in her business. I guess like a direct sales kind of company, and it took her whole team to another level in the business. Which that the higher your level, the more percentage you get, and it's going to be an ongoing financial blessing to her. So we're only day two, and already testimonies are coming in. So how amazing is our God? I just had to share this one. There's so many great ones, and I think I'll make it a point to share. You share your testimonies, and then I'll share them with everybody else, and this will be in perpetuity, right? So wow. This is from Sharon. All I can say is wow. So many revelations in just the past 2 days. One being that I've been so immersed in my job experience over the past 6 years that I didn't even realize I had given up my ability to dream. I wonder how many people can relate to that. While going through the exercises on day one, and guys, that's the key. If you don't do the exercises, you're going to be like, I don't know where these testimonies are coming from. God's not doing anything in my life. Nothing's happening in my heart. Yeah. You get to do the exercises, right? Amen? It's the doing. That's where the trans, not just, I mean, listening to me is fine if you can handle my New Jersey accent, which is now, laryngitis New Jersey accent. It's engaging with the material and letting Holy Spirit, do what he does, right? So while going through the exercises on day one, I actually sat for 1 hour just staring at my page, trying to think about what I would envision my ultimate day to look like. Seriously? I mean, how many of you are there like, oh, people are making posters and boards. I don't even know where to start. Okay. You're not alone, right? Sharon goes on to say, I've been in survival mode and I'm just trying to remember to put one foot in front of the other. But God has done such a beautiful work in my heart in the past few weeks. Even though my circumstances haven't changed, I have been released from bondages I had placed on myself. I finally have become unstuck. Anybody else need to get unstuck? Hello? Get unstuck? That's one of my anointings. I call it the super glue removal anointing. I used to joke whenever I went to churches. My primary anointing is the super glue removal anointing, because people are just stuck. They're stuck in the pew. They're stuck in their job. They're stuck in a rut. They're stuck in all these stuck. One of my primary anointings is getting people unstuck. Get up out of the pew. Get moving. Get up out of your chair. Get moving. Get up out of the house. Get moving. Moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving, get those people moving. Mama. Yeah. We got to get some people unstuck. Unstuck. I feel freedom to move forward. Hallelujah. Good. Some of you need to start moving forward. I don't know. Did I do this on one of the webinars? I taught it somewhere. I think I taught it in one of the classes. I taught from the animated movie Santa Claus is Coming to Town. No kidding. I'll use anything if I think I can get through to somebody. I'm not, I don't have a lot of, highfalutin mumbo jumbo and, high exalted the dialogue. I'm not afraid to quote from a 1960s claymation movie, okay? The scene where the winter warlock, the bad, evil puppet character, he's like, I can't change. How can I ever change? I've been this way forever. I'm stuck. I'm alone. I'm isolated. I'm icy. I hate everybody, especially myself. And Kris Kringle says, you put one foot in front of the other. I shouldn't sing. I can't sing. But, it's a great song. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you're walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you're walking out the door. You just put one foot in front of the other. I promise you what I'm saying is true. I know some of you are like, well, somebody joked on the Facebook group. I thought, well, maybe Don doesn't know what she's talking about. She's written 30 books, traveled in ministry on 6 continents, run marathons, triathlons. She probably doesn't know much about setting goals and getting stuff done. It's okay. That's okay. But I promise what I'm telling you. I mean, there's a lot of things I wouldn't give you advice on. I mean, there's plenty of areas like, whoa, Donna, I don't ask me for advice on like how to run a church or how to manage people or run a, you know, run a team building, any leadership. No. Clueless. Not a clue. But getting stuff done, getting unstuck and getting stuff done. I'm your girl. I can help you with that. I can't tell you how to cook. I don't have any ideas about how to clean, really, for the most part. Except to get rid of all the clutter. That's my secret. I've gotten rid of anything. I've said this before. If you guys saw how I live, I live like a monk. I like live in barren. I have nothing. I gave everything away. I just don't have stuff. No. So back to our amazing Sharon and her testimony. I prayed. What a genius strategy. You would have come up with that. She prayed and asked God to help me dream again. Some of you need to do that right now. In fact, I'm going to pray that. So God, just for everybody who is where Sharon was this time yesterday. I'm like, you know, this is great. I signed up for this class. I like Donna. You know, she's kind of funny. You never know what she's going to say, so it's amusing. I've been in her classes before. I thought, well, may as well take this one, or maybe just showed up on the webinar and you're not even sure why you signed up. Like, well, you know, I don't know, best year ever, but now she's talking about me setting goals and making posters and recording voice notes, and it's like, yeah, I don't know if I can find the energy to do that. And what if I get my hopes up and then I'm disappointed? You know, God just totally gets it, wherever you are. And then there's others at the other end of the spectrum. You're like, yeah, please, I wish she'd move a little faster because I'm ready to do this thing. I'm ready to rock this year. Let's get moving, Donna. Wherever you are on the spectrum, God, I pray right now that you would just meet your children here. Would you meet your children here? Would you lead them forward? You know, God had no problem leading, was it 2 million people? 2 million individuals out of the land of slavery and toward the land of promise. God doesn't have a difficulty leading individuals in the midst of a crowd. God, it's not too hard for God to customize this material for you. The Holy Spirit is going to take what you need out of is it 100-page course material, 21 days? He's going to give you, and I'm telling you, for some of you, what you need might be on day 20. What you really need might be at the tail end. You might need the study of Nehemiah. And that's coming later. We're building the foundation here. Just getting some of these, practical things established. And then we'll really dive into God's word. So maybe for some, I don't know what it is, but I just really want you to believe that God is going to meet you here and that he has something for you. And one of the mindset shifts, we talk about retraining our brain. When I come into a class like this, I'm just looking for the one thing that's going to really move me forward. I've invested in Tony Robbins, spent $10,000 for his year-long training program. And my mindset is not, well, I've got to listen to every audio and every video and I've got to, My attitude is, what's the one thing that's really going to give me my return on investment? Dude, this is how you don't make yourself crazy. God, what's the one thing that you want to show me? What's the one area I need to work on? What's the ROI here? And it's going to be different for everybody. And for some of you, it's going to be making the vision board. And for others of you, it's going to be different aspects of this. But the Holy Spirit is going to meet you here. And you've invested your time and your treasure. You've already invested your treasure. And the more you invest of your time and your heart, and the more you really engage in this, the more you're going to get out of it. And don't let yourself get all, I call it spinning out. Don't spin out. Like, oh, well, I've got to watch all the videos and I can't have time. And if I can't watch every video and I can't be there live, then the sky is falling and it's not worth it. No. Mm-mm. Believe God is going to give you that one moment. It might just be one prayer that I pray over you. It might be one segment, one slide in one day. And you're like, that's the nugget. I need it. That's what God brought me here for. That one thing. And just watch for it and believe for it. Because the Holy Spirit absolutely, positively will do that. I remember having a woman in a 90-day class with me. It was a 90-day class. And the last week, she got what she came there for. The last week. Amazing. And it just rocked her world. So I believe that for all of you. God's going to meet you here. Well, amen. Amen. We thank you, God. She says, get back to Sharon. It started to take shape and I have much more clarity than I have had for years. Just in 2 days, more clarity than she's had in years. That's what I want for all of you. And God, and you're going to have your moment. I promise. If you're like, oh, I don't have any clarity yet. Okay. Just keep believing because God's got your answers. I promise. So with that being said, here's my first draft of my vision board. I love this. 2016 will be my best year ever. Little bits with consistency. I'm a positive inspiration to others. Your strength lies in your intimacy with God. It's a wonderful life. That's probably the free car she's going to get from her company. That would be my guess. You know, it's time to dream again. An organized life. She wants to go on a trip and income and cash flow. She wants to inspire people. Peace, joy, hope, love. She's got the word of God. It's a sword. She's getting, you know, she's got this vision for her life. This is beautiful. I think she said she did it in Photoshop. Other people are using different tools. We've posted that up to the Facebook. And I should probably mention them on here for future classes. But, you know, have fun with this. And some people are like, well, yeah, but I don't know how to do this on a computer. Go to any store, grocery store, pharmacy, Walmart, Target, all of them sell poster boards and draw. I told you what mine was. It was a piece of paper and a pen and stick figures. But I'll tell you, it's still with me. Mine wasn't fancy. I should make a fancier one. These are inspiring me. Dude, but make it visual. And I think if you can make it pretty, I think it's good. I'm inspired. You people have inspired me. I need to make mine prettier. Mine's just like a stick figure, you know, folded into my Bible somewhere. And we are on step one, clarify your vision. I apologize. I made a little mistake yesterday. I said that we were on to step two. We weren't on to step two. It was all step one. So again, you don't have to be perfect. There you go. There's your proof. Perfection is the enemy of progress. We are still on step one. We are still clarifying our vision. My slides yesterday, notwithstanding. And we're going to dive deeper into this later in the class, but because so many of you said, I need to retrain my brain, I want to hit it early too. Asking better questions, asking powers. There's two types of questions. Questions that empower you and propel you forward and questions that disempower you and drag you down. Again, we're going to spend a whole day on that later in the class. But one of the questions that I've been challenging you to begin asking your brain to answer is, why is this just perfect? Why is this just perfect? And again, this is the one, this we call it POA, price of admission. This is price of admission right here. Don't feel like you need to, you know, plunge into the mountain of content to make sure that you absorb it all. This right here is POA. What if all day, every day, no matter what happened, no matter what you were doing, you're like, why is this just perfect? I'm here cooking dinner. Kids are dragging on my feet. Why is this just perfect? Why is this just perfect? Car breaks down. Why is this just perfect? This is just perfect. Why is this just perfect? God, what are you showing me? God, what are you doing? If that's the only change that you made, and you retrained your brain to routinely ask that question and to just ask that question all the time, you would become a completely different person. Who would you become if you asked that question all day, every day? Can you imagine how grateful you would be? Can you imagine how much fun you would be to be around? Can you imagine how you would shine like a star in the universe because you would be doing everything without grumbling and complaining and arguing because you're too busy saying, you know what, God, why is this just perfect? This alone will make you a completely different person. And I'm going to give you a signal. You've heard this. You know what is having? We all want to have these things. It's being. Being plus doing. And when who you be is this person who is empowered, this is a question that empowers you
and gives you energy. Disempowering questions suck the life out of you. Questions like, oh, why does this stuff always happen to me? Is that the question you ask right now? Come on, let's be honest. Then you guys can type into the little question box and I'll share those later. Is that what you mean? Why does this stuff? That's one of my questions. Why does this stuff always happen to me? Blah. How much better? How much better to ask, you know, why is this just perfect? Do you see the difference? That's a very different person. Picture yourself in a room with two people and one is looking around and let's say that someone broke in and, you know, trashed the place. Okay. Somebody broke into your house and ransacked through it. Okay. And one person's like, you know what? Why is this just perfect? How can we see God in this? How might God work all this together for good? Because we love him and we're called according to his purpose. You know, how can we just roll up our sleeves and, you know, maybe we need to remodel versus the person who's like, oh, this stuff always happens to me. Why does this stuff always happen to me? Why does God let this stuff happen to me? I don't know. Where is God? And why is that? I don't care. Do you know those two people? Which one are you? Who are you going to become? You know, Seabiscuit is kind of our theme movie, other than that one scene with the prostitute. We get a fast forward that. But, you know, the horse owner, I can't remember his name right now. It's escaping me. But he was just, no matter what happened, he was like, you know, it's going to be okay. Stock market crashes. Okay. Well, you know, that's okay. We'll keep going. The horse lost. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what gives us an opportunity. No matter what, he was a, you know what? This is just perfect. It's going to be okay. We're going to move forward. Kind of a guy. And Red, the jockey, was the opposite. You know, and he had a heart. I mean, they all had tragic lives. But like, no matter what happened, he was like, oh, the sky is falling. Right? But definitely the horse owner, Charles, that's his name, Charles. Why did his life work no matter what happened to him? Because he really did. He asked the right questions. How can we move into the future? I'm pausing because I really want you to get this. My temptation is always to just deluge you guys with information and material and even information overload. That's probably my greatest weakness. That is my greatest weakness as a teacher, information overload. So let's just camp out for a second. Which person are you? And all this is retraining your brain. Who do you want to be? Who would you be on New Year's Eve, the next New Year's Eve, if every day, no matter what happened, you just said, you know, why is this perfect? How is this going to perfect my character? How could God use this? How can I be a testimony? How can I be a witness? How can I shine like a star in this situation? How is this dark, bleak turn of events an opportunity for me to shine even brighter? Because you all know the darker the night, the brighter the stars shine. Who do you want to be? Because everything that you want to have hinges on who you become. What is your core question? I think I hit this. I've been doing so much teaching. I can't remember what I taught, you know, what I taught who anymore. But what is your core question? And kind of a way, because we all, and I know I hit this. We all have a core question. My core question is, what's wrong? That's my default. What's your core question? And I'll tell you, look at your vision board. You made one, right? If not, if you haven't made one yet, go get a blank piece of paper where your vision board should be and could be. And what question springs to mind when you look at either your finished work or, you know, where it would be? How come nothing ever works out for me? You know, why should I bother? What's the point of this exercise? Why don't I ever change? Who am I kidding? This one, you know, subtext, this one ever happened. What's wrong with me? Why is my life so messed up? Why doesn't anyone ever support me? What will people think? What will they do? What will they say? It's different for everybody. Your core question is unique, but I think this is one way to get at it if you haven't gotten at it yet. And I'd love it. I mean, if you're willing to be that honest, come onto the Facebook group and let me know, or even type right here into the chat. And I won't use your name. What do you think your core question is? Because that question shapes your life so much more than you can imagine. So much more than you can imagine. What is your current core question? And then what questions would propel you forward? That's a more important question. What are some questions that would propel you forward? And I really want you to grab hold of these. Really want you to grab hold of these. What can I do today to move in this direction? You've got your vision board in front of you. You've got your goals in front of you. You've got your whiteboard in front of you. Whatever it is, you're looking at it. Ask yourself this question. What can I do today to move in this direction? Did you notice what I said? I didn't say get it all done. I said move in this direction. Because that's what keeps all of you stuck. I want to write a book. I can't write a book. Are you kidding? I can't write a book. But what can I do to move in the direction of writing a book? What's next? What's my next step? Wasn't it Martin Luther King said, you know, God, just give me enough light for the step I'm on. Yeah, I don't need, you know, you need the light the whole way and show me where this whole thing ends. And sometimes God, you know, just says, hey, here's the next step. How can I move an inch forward? I love this question. Someone's going to grab this. You know what? The biggest problem I see with people, they have the all or nothing mentality. The all or nothing mentality. Either, okay, it's New Year's Eve. I'm going to have 5 million goals to change absolutely everything about myself and I'm going to do it all. This is it. And that lasts for about 1 week. And then they do nothing. It's that all or nothing mentality. It's not helping you. It's destroying your life. How can I move an inch forward? I mean, I think you can move an inch forward. Can you not move an inch forward? Hey, I want to write a book. How can I move an inch forward? I want to get out of debt. How can I move an inch forward on this? You know what? I'm going to take $5. I'm going to go pay $5 towards my credit card debt. That's just an inch. And then I'm going to pat myself on the back and say, I'm a rock star. I am a rock star. I just paid off $5 in debt, people. I wanted to go. I got nothing done yesterday and I was totally depressed. I'm totally feeling down in the dump. So I thought what I need is some shopping therapy so that the behavior, all the wrong behavior is getting rewarded. But no, I took the money that I would have spent on my caramel macchiato and I paid $5 off on my credit card because I'm just that good. Because this is the new me, people. Is this making sense? Ask better questions. Who can hold me accountable to do what I've committed to do? Yeah. Most of us run away from accountability. Most of us. I can't find anybody to hold me accountable. Well, probably, you know, that's beyond this. I'm not covering that today. That's later, Donna. That's later. Most people are not willing to be held accountable. I recently had a situation in my life. I had this person for 2 years was just really behavior was crazy and self-destructive. And, you know, you could just see her just spinning out and careening around and just doing damage everywhere she went. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, here's this person I know is a sincere Christian person and really loves you. And I'm just watching her just careening and bulldozing and just making it disaster everywhere. I thought, you know, maybe I need to be the one person who loves her enough to, you know, to tell her the truth about maybe some changes and offer to bring her into accountability. Well, she just about went crazy. As people really, you know, most of us, we don't want to be accountable. Because I think we're afraid to get our feelings hurt. And we don't realize that those behaviors, those out of control behaviors, those destructive behaviors, those patterns, they're doing so much more damage to our lives and to our feelings than that momentary, you know, that brief ouch of seeing the truth about ourselves and really getting honest about our behavior and what we're doing and the damage that we're experiencing. There's only two choices. It's pay me now, pay me later. It's either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The pain of facing the truth or the pain of continuing to reap the consequences of our destructive behavior. And most of us, I would say probably 99% of people, really are not willing to be accountable. And you know what? People know. Like they might, you might say, oh, well, hold me accountable to, you know, not eat pizza for a week. And then, you know, you're playing a game. People are like, you know, I've got enough stuff in my own life. Does this make sense? Okay, we're going to make that. We'll do accountability later. But anyway, we're on questions. What questions would propel you forward? Now, this is a huge one. This is a huge one. This might be the best one. What will it feel like when I have achieved this goal? Look at your vision board. You know, look at that, you know, car you want to get from your direct sales company, or look at that vacation you want to take for your 25th wedding anniversary, or look at your, you know, whatever that your book, you've got a you know, kind of a mock-up of the picture that the book that you're going to write. And by the way, I just really feel led to say this. Some of you who want to write a book, you need to go. I'm going to give you a URL, Fiverr, Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, and just type in ebook cover and give somebody on Fiverr the title of your book and your name. And by the way, don't put the word by. You know, don't put by Susie Schmoozy. That's the sign of an amateur. Of course it's by you. That's why your name's on the cover, okay? So, you know, the name of the title of the book and your name, and have someone create a 3D mock-up of this book that you're going to write. You haven't written the first page. You know what it's going to cost you? $5. That's why it's called Fiverr. And I'll recommend too right now, and this might be dated because I'm hoping that these videos, you know, 20 years from now, people are still listening. But right now, one that I use that I love is Vickiana. And she's a single mom, I think in Romania, and she does amazing work. This cover, Make This Your Best Year Ever, she did that for $5. And I'll tell you, that is as good or better than any of the 30 book covers that my major, even New York publishing houses came up with for $5. And you're supporting a single mom in Eastern Europe. Her name is Vickiana, Vikiana. So it would be fiverr.com/Vickiana, Vikiana. And the other one I use is Brother, and he's a neat kid from Indonesia that he's just wonderful, and he's employing all kinds of people in his little village. So he would be fiverr.com/brother. But you can go on to Fiverr and just type in ebook covers, and you'll get a million people, sort by most popular. I think like 80% of people want to write a book. It's like a huge number. Why? Because God is an author and you're made in the image of God. So why would it surprise us, especially Christians, like, oh, I want to write a book. I want to write a story. I want to tell the story of what's happened in my life. Well, of course you do, because you're made in the image of God and he's an author. Hello, this is not complicated. And even if all you ever do is give that to your children, then it's worth it. I'll tell you something. I spent a month at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. The story is, my daughter was there on the night watch for 6 months. Night watch. And she stood. The Bible says, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. And she said, well, the Lord says stand by night, so I'm going to stand by night in the house of the Lord. So for 6 solid months, from 12 midnight to 6 in the morning, she stood interceding and praying. And she was down to the last month, and she was really, she's like, Mom, I need you. Please, please come. I need you. So you can make me breakfast at 10 o'clock and, you know, see me off and help me lift up my arms so I can finish this. And I did. So I spent the month of November, I think 2014, some year, I don't even remember, 2013, one of those years. And in the prayer room and interceding, and I took on a project. And during that month, I wrote a book for my children. It's called 1001 Reasons Why I'm the Most Blessed Woman on Earth, or something like that. All the ways that God has blessed me and blessed my ministry and blessed my life. And of course, a lot of it was about them and all the blessings that God had done in their life and how blessed I was to have them. And that's never going to be published. Only 2 people are ever going to read those books. But they're the 2 most important people in my world, my children. Maybe some of you need to write a book. And this is so for someone, because I think you can clearly see from the slide presentation that I had no intention of talking about this. Even if the only people who ever read it are your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids and your great-great-grandkids, and that the story of what God has done in your life, and the story of what he's done in your family. Some of you have been Christians for generations. Write down all those stories and pass it on. Wouldn't that be worth doing? Some of you, maybe that's the only thing you're going to do this year. but go get a mock-up of it. And so I'm back to the point I'm making with this slide. How will it feel? Look at that mock-up of that book cover. Have it printed out. Go to Kinko's or whatever they call it and have it made huge. And every day, look it up. How will it feel when I finally written that book, when I am the author that I know God created me to be? How will that feel? How will it feel when I cross the finish line in my first 5K or 10K or don't do a marathon, please, I beg of you, and please don't do CrossFit. It'll double the size of your calves. I'm living proof. oh my, don't even, no, I'm not going there. It's not about me, it's about you. How will it feel when you've achieved that rank in your company? How will it feel? How will it feel when you're finally free from soda? How will it feel when you've lost 50 pounds? And really let yourself experience that feeling. That is a great question. How will it feel? What will it feel like when I've achieved this goal? And really just ask yourself that every day. How's it going to feel? You know, it's going to feel so great. And I want to feel that great. I got to get moving. I got to move an inch forward. All I have to do is write half a page. I think I can write half a page. I am so fired up looking at that beautiful book cover. I'm fired up. I'm going to go write half a page. I'm going to do 20 jumping jacks and I'm going to write me a half a page. This is so powerful. It's so simple. Honestly, it's not hard. None of this is hard. It's just little bits with consistency. So make the shift. And this is a person I have in my life. I won't reveal who it is, but you know, somebody, you know, that's in my life, and we were having this discussion, and we dug down. What is her core question? What's the point? And it is absolutely. I've watched it in her life over time, that her life just keeps getting smaller and smaller, and her activities become fewer and fewer because everything that people invite her to or every opportunity, she's like, you know, what's the point? You know, I'm gonna have to get dressed and fix my hair, and you know, get, you know, go drive there. I mean, what's the point? Yeah, that really is her core question. I'm like, wow, where's that? Where you keep going to that question and you ask yourself about everything. What's the point? Oh, you want to go to this conference with me? It's going to be great. Bill Johnson, you know, this person, that person. What's the point? I'm going to have to drive 2 hours. So she's got a new question. We just worked on this. We went out to dinner and worked on this. The new question, why not? Hey, you know what? Why not? Anytime an opportunity or invitation, hey, why not? Who's going to become the kind of person who makes a difference in the world? The what's the point? Why bother? Some of you, that's your core question. Why bother, really? Why not? Why not? Bottom line, the answer is in the question. The answer is in the question, right? Okay, so today your assignment is to goal storm. It doesn't take you long, but you know, please do it. I mean, seriously, just do it. Just get, you know, take out your workbook if you've printed it out or grab a piece of paper and just number 1 to 100 and then just throw out anything that springs to mind. It doesn't matter how crazy, how stupid, how unrealistic, how small, how large. Just throw out 100 different things that you'd like to be, do, or have. This is your life and it matters. Just, I mean, seriously, just do it. And then you go back and you mark each item as a be, do, or have. Just mark it. Is this a be, a do, or a have? And, you know, don't agonize over it. I know the way you guys are. Yeah, I know, because I'm the same way. It doesn't matter. Laser, you know, just throw a be, do, or a have on there. And then list your top 10 in each category. So it's going to take some time, but it's your life. It matters. It's important. These are mine. They're in the book. There's no need to go over them. But I give you an example and I give you a chart just like this that you can fill in for yourself. And I want you to create your own have, do, be chart. And I would love for you to share it. I don't know if she's in this class, but Angela May, who is just amazing, one of our transformation winners in the renewal, she created one that is just so beautiful. And she posted it. And I'm like, girl, we're twins. We are just so much alike. You know, she wants to speak and she wants to travel and she wants to write and she wants to inspire and she wants to be healthy. And, you know, I would love, it would be so much fun and such a bonding experience for some of you guys to fill in your be, do, have chart and, you know, take a picture of it with your phone or, you know, whatever it takes. It doesn't have to be fancy. And just come on and share it with each other. Because that right there is the accountability. Because now I know, I'm like, Angela, girl, I got your number. I know what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be writing books. You're supposed to be teaching. You're supposed to be getting healthy. I know. I'm watching you. I know what you're supposed to be doing. I know what God's called you to. I better not catch you living small ball over there because I'm watching. See, this is what opens the door to accountability. When you put yourself out there and say, this is what I want to have to be. This is it. Now you get a bunch of people in this classroom saying, okay, that's who you want to be. And then you'd have to take another step and say, could someone tell me when you see me? Wow, this is dangerous. So few people will say this, will do this. Can you let me know when you see me clearly going off course? Not heading in the direction of being, doing, and having all these things I wanted to be, do, and have. And you can't have everybody telling you that. You can't like have the whole class telling you that. You'll have a nervous breakdown. But could you find a couple people who would just be real honest with you and give them permission? And here's the thing. Then this is what most people do. You say, oh, be my accountability partner and, you know, hold me accountable. And then the first time someone says something, what do? Defensive. Right away, you're defensive. And then they're like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to say anything anymore. And you no longer have an accountability partner, right? Come on, I'm just being honest. I don't know, maybe I'm hurting someone's feelings. You guys know I don't wake up in the morning and think how can I hurt someone's feelings? Like, that's not like my core question. But I do always say, I'll be your coach, right? I got my coach purse because I'm supposed to coach. How funny is that? You have no idea what a revelation that was. I'm not your friend. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to coach you, challenge you, encourage you, and spur you on. I'm here to give, because I see greatness in you, I'm here to give you a swift kick and get you moving. And if it hurts a little, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. And the more it hurts, probably the more accurate it is, right? I love you. Jesus loves you. And then reflect upon the process, you know, really dig in deeper. You know, what did I learn about who I am and how I want to live my life and what I want to have? And then paint a picture, maybe write this out. Some of you are like, I don't want to write a paragraph. It doesn't matter. You could do a voice note. You could write it out, whatever. You know, I'm a person who wants to be blah, blah, blah. I'm a person who wants to do such and such. I'm a person who wants to have, and just kind of flesh it out in paragraph form. I give you mine. Again, these are just kind of my little examples. I'm a person who wants to be spiritually powerful. Nothing matters more to me than that. I want to be spiritually powerful in God. And that needs to shape the way I live. If I want to be that, then I'm going to have to do some things. I'm going to have to like spend time in his word and in his presence and make it a priority. And what do I mean by that? What do I mean? When I say spiritually powerful, then it's going to look like something. What does it mean? Now for me, it means using my gifts as a prophetic discerner and prayer warrior and really becoming more and more accurate. You know, I have someone in my life like this, that girl, she is so accurate. It's like freaky. I mean, wow, wow, wow. And my spiritual father, Hector Torres, scary. I mean, that guy's like, he can read anybody's mail from a mile away. But it's because of the access that he has to the Father's heart. I'm a person who wants to do what? I want to see the world. I want to go on a Mediterranean cruise. I want to build the kingdom in a significant way. Traveling international, living overseas. I wrote this years ago before I lived in Colombia for 3 months. I wrote that I wanted to live overseas in Colombia for 3 months. Guys, I wrote this before it happened. No kidding. I had written this book a few years ago. And then just last year, I lived in, are you getting it? I wrote this years ago. And then it happened. But then I've got to do some things. Okay, if I want to be able to do those, you know, travel the world, live overseas, blah, 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 I got to do some things. And the big thing I have to do is to build this online. I mean, I want to see thousands of people taking this class. I think this class would help thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Christians. And I'm just believing that God's going to make that happen in due course. And my mission right now is just to make it more excellent, to be diligent, operate in integrity, and make it excellent. And then this is the have. Okay, so I'm a person who wants to have time and financial freedom, blah, 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 blah. I want to have a personal trainer. I don't want to clean my house. I don't want to cook. Yeah. So, and then I narrow that down into a vision statement. You have your mission statement. This is your vision statement, okay? I'm a fit and fabulous, power-packed, prophetic discerner and financially free, internet-based teacher traveling the world to advance the kingdom, blessing my family with the gifts of wisdom, joy, and provision. And so you could come up with something. Again, we'd love for you to share that on the Facebook page. And is that it? Oh, that's it. That's right on time. I didn't even know that was the last slide. And we're just about out of time, so that worked perfectly. So let me pray. I hope this helped. Did this help somebody? I hope it helped somebody and that this really resonated with you. We really just let the Holy Spirit loose today, and I know that many of the things that I shared that I hadn't planned to share, I know that they were for somebody, and I'm excited for you to come on the Facebook group or even just type here in the chat, yeah, that was for me. I'm the one who needs to ask better questions. I'm the one who needs to start asking why not. I'm the one who needs to get that book going. I'm the one who needs to step out and do the assignments. So let me pray for you, and then we'll give you a chance to have your say and add your little comments to the conversation. This is kind of fun. I'm enjoying it. So Father, I thank you so much for this privilege that you give me and this call on my life, the dual call to stay, to stay and to go, to stay and to go, to stay and build and build and build and to stay focused and to stay determined, to stay diligent, to stay operating in integrity, and to stay on the path of becoming more excellent, but then to go. Because doing those things frees me to go and to go to the nations. So I thank you for my call. But more than that, I thank you for the call on each of the lives of the people in this classroom. Because every one of them has a call. The call of God on every life is to stay and to go, to stay in his presence, to stay rooted and grounded in the love of God. To stay rooted and grounded in a local church, and to stay rooted and grounded into some really deep, accountable, real relationships. But then to go out into the big, scary world and dare to have, do, and be all that God is calling you to have, do, and be. The call of God on all of us is to stay and to go, to stay and to go. And so I pray that you would give each one a vision. Give each one a vision of what that looks like. What are some areas where they need to stay? Some areas where they need to go deeper, where they need to be more deeply rooted. It says that those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. Are you planted into some really accountable relationships? And that doesn't plant. When it says planted in the house of the Lord, doesn't mean, you go to church and go home. It's not about that. It's about church is the body of Christ. Do you really have some meaningful relationships with other believers where you're really planted into those relationships and committed to them so that even when someone says something to hurt your feelings, you don't run away or spin out? You stay in that relationship and you allow iron to sharpen iron. Yeah, iron sharpen iron. So where are some things you're tempted to run away and God says, no, you need to stay? And then where are those areas where you need to go? I mean, it's time. You need to get up and go. Some of you need to go to Fiverr.com and go get your book cover designed. And some of you need to get up and go and hire a personal trainer. And some of you need to get up and go and stand on your back porch and look up every morning at the sun and say, I know where my help comes from. I know who the lifter of my head is. I know who my provider is. Ask Holy Spirit. Ask Holy Spirit. He has a custom answer for each and every one of you. And that was totally of the Lord, totally from God, a word for some of you. And I'd love for you to come onto the Facebook group and let me know how the Lord spoke to you through this. Because, that's just really all I care about, as you well know. I'll leave you with this beautiful image. This is going to be just the perfect place to land. I'm going to end the recording and then hear from you guys. Okay. Now, I'm going to hop over here and... If anybody would like to add a little comment or maybe have a question, this is your big moment. You should see a little place where you can raise your hand. Okay. Joanne, you are unmuted. We can hear you. We can hear you, Joanne. Hi, dear. We can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. I didn't even know I was on, but praise the Lord. Thank you.
Did you want to add something? You just raised your hand.
I celebrated my 70th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
I just want to encourage everyone. And I know we have some really young women in here But I just want to encourage everybody to do what the Lord says to do today. And every day that same song, do what the Lord says to do today. Because the years go by fast, the days go by fast. And, you know, the Lord just, he just encourages you every day that you step out and do it. So the thing that I say the most, just do it. Just do it.
I love you so much. You have been such a blessing to this ministry and such a powerful warrior and one who hears from God and has the courage to just boldly say, this is what the Lord has given for me. You can receive it or you cannot receive it, but I'm going to be faithful and I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me. So Father, I bless my sister and I thank you that again, she's serving and giving back, serving this semester again in the prayer room as a watchman on the wall. I thank you for her gift of intercession and even the prophetic that moves in her life and all the ways and all the time that she didn't even know that she was right on time with words that she gave me and to so many other people. So we bless her. We bless her. Thank you. I love you so much and just appreciate you and your whole family and what you've meant to this ministry. Anybody else, feel free to raise your hands. Not a lot of people raising their hand. I mean, if you'd like, feel free. Just raise your hands and add your little comment or if you have a little question, we're happy to take it. Oh, here we go. Sierra, can you hear me? I can hear you and see if I can hear you. Sierra, I can hear you.
Oh, hi, Donna. I just wanted to say when you spoke today about the reason why there's so many of us that want to be or feel like we a goal is to write a book, that was such a revelation, confirmation, and affirmation that because God, my father, is an author and I made in his image, that it would be innate in me to do this. And I had been praying to the Father about, well, do I finish a law article that I had started a while back, or what is it, Father? Give me direction. And then when you spoke about what you did when your daughter asked you to stand beside her, hold her arms up at IHOP, and that month you wrote that book of love to your children, I mean, tears just came to my eyes. So I just want to thank you for sharing that.
And Sierra, I bless you. Father, I bless you for what you're doing in Sierra's life. And I praise you, God. You're such an awesome and worthy God. I thank you for all that you have already done. In fact, there's a beautiful song. It was written by a local worship leader. And I'll see if I can track down a way to share it with you. But he just, for everything you've done and everything you're going to do. For everything you've done and everything you've going to do, we praise you. And I used to listen to that song. I need to go listen to that song right now. I don't know. It's like an old CD. For everything you've done and everything you're going to do in Sierra's life, for everything you've done and everything you're going to do, we praise you. God is just getting started, girl. He's just getting started. What you've seen so far is nothing. It's the tip of the iceberg. God is just getting started in your life. And he is writing such an amazing story for his glory in your life that if you have the courage and the boldness to tell it, it's going to impact. It's going to be for the saving of many, many lives. So I bless you. Let me see if there's a couple others. Everybody enjoying this? We liking this? Has this been a fun new way of doing things at WEU? It looks like I'm not seeing anybody else with their hands raised. Let's go ahead and wrap it. This brings us to the top of the hour. I love you guys. I'm so thankful that you're here. You know what? I'm glad you're here on day 3, but would you just make a decision and be here on day 21? Because if you keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up, little bits with consistency, being in the presence. I mean, did you experience the presence of God today? Being in the presence of God, it's going to make a difference in your life. Just keep showing up. That's the big secret. Let me see if anybody has a little, you can leave if you need to, but I just want to go through and read comments. How can we see God in this? Here somebody says, I definitely was a why me God kind of a person. Why me God? Yeah, I really like him. We'll change to why is this just perfect? I really like it. That's from Brenda. Somebody else says, why don't I matter? That's her core question. Why don't I matter? Another, why can't I reach my dreams? Now see, the way your brain works, when you ask your brain, why can't I reach my dreams? Guess what it will do. It'll give you 100 reasons why you can't do it. You ask your brain, why don't I matter? Your brain will give you 100 reasons why you don't matter. Does that make sense? My core question, what's wrong with me? Again, what will your brain do? Your brain has a job. Your brain's job is to ask and answer questions. That's what it does. So when you ask your brain, what's wrong with me? I mean, it'll just go, well, when you were 2, this happened. When you were 10, that happened. And then your dad said that and your mom said that. And then, you lost your job. He will give you a million reasons why you're messed up. That's what your brain will do. Try asking what's right with me. Ask what's right with me. And then your brain, your exact same brain, will go back through your same exact life and give you all the reasons why you turned out a wonderful person. This is actually a story Tony Robbins just shared. I was at his conference, and he talked to two brothers on the same day. Two brothers, he was working with a family, talked to two brothers on the same day. Their father was a horrible criminal, had, gone to prison, done all these horrible things. And he talked to the two sons on the same day. One was in prison and the other was an extraordinarily successful, like multi-millionaire in Silicon Valley. And I guess that's probably who hired him because he charges $1 million a year. And he asked both of these brothers, why do you think you ended up where you are? And the one in prison said, well, with a father like that, how else would I turn out? And the guy in Silicon Valley looked at him and gave the exact same answer. He said, Tony, with a father like that, where else could I turn out? Right? Right? The one guy was asking, why is it perfect? Why is it perfect that my dad was just the worst dad ever? Why is that perfect? Because now I know what I don't want to do for my kids. And now I'm determined to be the best father ever, the best provider, the most stable, the most loving. The other one's like, I'm just messed up. Does this make sense? Here's another one. So here's someone asking great questions. Why will I hit these goals this time? What is different? How can I do it? Great. Those are great. Another says, I'm really good at preparation and getting ready for something and really enjoy that part, but applying it, moving forward, sticking with it, that's where I fall short. But I bet a lot of people can really relate to that. Here's another one says, hey, how come I never break through? You know what your brain's going to do? It's going to give you a million reasons why you never have and never will break through because that's your brain's job. Here's somebody saying, how can I break through? Yes, good. Great, great, great. She did the shift. How come I never break through? Now her new question, how can I break through? Do you see the shift? This is so subtle and so powerful. I'm telling you, you've got it. Day 3, you've got your answer. How come I never break through? How come I never experience a touch from God? How come I never hear from God? Everybody else is hearing from God. How come I never hear from God? Just make that little shift. How can I break through? How can I hear from God? How can I experience God? Yeah, you've got it, girl. You have got it. You've grabbed hold of it. Good job. Somebody confesses, my husband calls me an all or nothing gal. Yeah, it's ruining your life. It's ruining your life. So if you've already set 20 goals, So true. God has put the word focus in my path since the minute I got up this morning. Yeah. Focus, focus, focus. Well done. My core question, why does it have to be so hard? This is good. You guys are getting it in a big way. Why does it have to be so hard? Everything's just so hard for me. Ugh. Your brain will answer it. Looking at this question is very revealing and helps me see why so often I self-sabotage my efforts to move forward. You're getting it in a big way. Learning over these past 3 days how to reprogram my internal core operations. Very well done. Very well. Internal operating system. Spell Vikiana. You've got it, except you put 2 N's. V-I-K-I-A-N-A. Vikiana. Somebody says, I have started inching forward by changing unhealthy eating habits one item at a time. A plus. Victory to victory. Strength to strength. Well done. Somebody else says, thanks, Donna. This was for me. My first draft is almost finished. I've started to think about book covers. Don't think about book covers. You don't have to think about it. Go hire somebody for $5 and let them think about it. Vikiana is amazing. $5. And you're blessing a single mom in Eastern Europe. Win, win, win. You might even want to spend $10 and hire Vikiana and brother. Spend $10. You're worth it. Your dream is worth it. And have both of them take a shot at it. Let them think about it. I love, 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 love that approach to writing, somebody says. My dreams seem too small. Yeah, let's get you dreaming bigger. Let's just get you dreaming bigger. Let's pray for that. God, I want to pray for everybody who's got small dreams. Small dreams never got anybody out of bed in the morning. Small dreams never got anybody out of bed in the morning. You need a bigger dream. And God wants you to dream big because he's a big God and he has a big dream for your life. So Lord, pray, just bless this one. Somebody says this helped. Definitely. Always the Spirit speaks through you. This helped. I need to see and feel my vision fulfilled. Another, I need to ask God to speak to me. Another, I really needed this. Some of it's hard, but I need it and I accept it. Thank you. Another, this was for me. I need to ask better questions. Another, thanks, Donna. This was for me. I know that there's great things God wants me to get from this class because Satan's been attacking me on every side since I signed up for this class. Boy, that isn't that a fact. Another, thank you for the core question. It just shot me in my heart. Another, as I write in tears, why don't I ever have enough? That, right? Come on, who gets this? Is this helping? I mean, even just walking through these really, really helps. Why don't I ever have enough? Guess what your brain's going to show you? A million reasons why you never have enough and you never will have enough. What's a better question? How can I walk in abundance? How can I walk in abundance? How can I experience abundance? How can I be grateful in this moment for all that I do have? Another one says, I was also blessed by the revelation that God is an author. Another, lots of you engaging. I'm so glad I hopped down here to read your comments. Oh my heavens, that would have been so sad if I didn't. Thank you. This has been great. It helped me. My microphone doesn't work, so I'm stuck. I wrote a devotional and had it edited by a retired teacher, but I'm having trouble with what to do next. Well, let's get you moving forward. God, you know, and so your question is, God, what's next? God, what's next? God, what's next? God, what's next? And he'll lead you. He'll show you the answer. Hey, God, what's next with this book? He'll show you. I love having to ask better questions, especially how can I move an inch up? I'm so glad someone got that because I knew it was for somebody. One of you all or nothing people probably. How can I move an inch forward on this? I'm telling you, that's a great question. I want to know who is going to grab that and make that your question for the year. To wake up every day, look at your vision board and say, how can I move an inch forward? Can I spend $5 on a book cover? You know, just an inch. Somebody says, makes sense. When you spoke about writing the book for your daughters, it spoke to me. I felt that I have not been the best parent. Oh, you have been. You've been the perfect parent. You've been the perfect parent. Ask God, why have I been the perfect parent? Ask God, why have I just been the perfect parent for this little guy? And I really wanted a way to show him how much God and I love him. I feel this is what I need to do. I am, you know, again, this is the Holy Spirit. I never intended to share anything about writing that book. I've never told anyone that I wrote that book for my daughters. And I just felt, I mean, the Holy Spirit just started sharing it. So I know it's for somebody. I trust the stuff I didn't plan a lot more than the stuff I planned. Another says, okay, got it. Flip the question and say to my brain, I will hit my goals this time because I'm different. God wants me to. I will do it by setting daily tasks and being accountable. Just make sure you're asking, give your brain a question. Those are affirmations, and we're going to get to affirmations later. So maybe you're a little ahead of the class. You know, you're already getting the idea of, you know, affirmations, affirmations, affirmations. And those are super powerful, and we'll do that as a group. So I love that. But also, and you probably already have it, just make sure you have a question because your brain loves to answer questions. Someone, my question is, Father, what am I all about? Maybe I like that question. I don't know. Is it empowering you? I guess I need to know more. Do you feel that's empowering you? Or is that like, what am I all about? I think mom is maybe even your tone and your heart. That could actually be a good question or maybe not. So I'd have to know a little bit about, you know, what were you feeling? What are you feeling when you're asking God that question? That could go either way. What step is the next step to get me closer to my goals? This is a great question. Yeah. Okay. You like that one. Light bulb. When you listed that you are a prophetic discerner, I decided to look up the meaning. God has been showing me that I may have the gift of prophecy and he's giving me new awareness. I didn't know. I thought there was something wrong with me. And definitely people at my Presbyterian church thought there was something seriously wrong with me. And when I finally found out, oh, this is a gift. I see things no one else sees. Because I'd be like, no one else seeing this? Because I'm seeing this. Am I crazy? And remember my background as a child. You know, why did Satan do that? Why did Satan come so early in my life and train me not to believe what I was seeing or what I was perceiving or what I was experiencing? Because he knew that my destiny was to be a prophetic discerner. And if he could get me to not trust myself, which he did for about 50 years, he could neutralize me. He could neutralize the gift of God on my life. Because a prophetic discerner is one who needs the boldness to declare what they're hearing, what they're seeing, what they're perceiving. Yeah, doesn't it make sense? Mm-hmm. And when I finally found out what this was, that it was from God and he made me this way, I mean, I just wept. I wept a bucket of tears of relief. My God, God gave me focus for 2016. What does focus mean to you? Another, well done. I started with just kicking diet soda and the impact it had on my physical health motivated me to take the next step. Yes, she's getting it. This is exactly how it works. Start with something small, get a victory, and then go on to the next thing and get a victory. And then go into that, build some momentum. Is somebody getting this? Make a small, measurable, take one thing and get victory in that one small area. Victory over diet soda. And then you're like, I'm a victor. I'm a victor. I could do all things through Christ how can I not know the rest of that sentence? This is a scary moment. I'm drawing a blank. Somebody type it in. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Victory to victory. Very good. I'm a great planner, the worst executor. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, that's beyond the scope of today, but that's fear. You know, it could be fear of success. Maybe they won't like the new and improved you. Maybe there's some people they want you right where you are. And if you step out and you change, you start doing bigger things, there are going to be some people like, what you doing, girl? Could be. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing. But yeah, I think a lot of people do that. If you're procrastinating, there's some reasons why. And it could be, it's different for everybody, but be good to look at. I battle fear and not being capable, not being qualified. Yeah, a lot of people. I didn't realize that one of my core questions is, what is the point? Yikes. Every day in a Donna Parto class is amazing. Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody thinks so. I'm just praying for the day when we have thousands of people who think so, because then I can go and live and work anywhere in the world. That's my goal. So that's how you guys can pray for me. If you ever wonder how you can pray for me, there you go. So what the point? Boy, that leads for kind of a small life. Where has that taken you? That would be good. Where has that question taken you? Another, this is lots of people chiming in. This is fun. This is for me. And the tip of the ice cream is that maybe that should be iceberg. I don't know. Is that I don't want to cook or clean. Yay. Neither do I. Great answer to our question. Pray, God, let there be light. Thank you, God. You're calling me through this class back to the vision that you gave me years ago. Amen. I like that. An inch forward sounds so possible. Yeah. Hello. You think he can get a victory? You think he could move an inch? Okay, well, move an inch. Put away one thing and then you could be like, yay. You know, if your goal is to declutter your entire house, what if your goal is to just like throw away one grocery bag worth of stuff? What if your goal is to like clean, you know, today I'm going to organize the silverware tray. And if I do that, I'm a rock star. You see the difference? I've been feeling like I can't do anything right. This has really helped me to see that's not true. I just need to find out from God. I can move forward. Another one. Hey, yes, I can move forward one inch each day. And now there's so many people chiming in. This is great. Praise God. Just got my new question. Instead of why does it have to be so hard? My new question is, how can I position myself to see God amaze me? Oh, I like this question. Somebody else is going to steal that question. How can I position myself to see God amaze me? Oh, I like this. 2016 is going to be my best year ever. And now I'm starting to really believe it. Oh, yeah, you go. Why can't I figure out what I really want? God, you know me better than me. Will you show me what I really want? Okay. And remember we said, what is the word desire? Day sire of the Father. So just press into the Father. Press into the heart of the Father. And as you press into the heart of the Father, those desires, those things that are of the Father, they will become more evident to you. Another one says, you said that for me. I want to write a book, but didn't know what I should write about. I didn't want to choose my own topic without being led by God. A book for my children is a perfect start. Listen to this. I wish my mom, who is deceased, had done that for me, since I wish I could have known her more. Wow. How amazing. Do you know how many of you, this used to be one of my peeves. I mean, oh, well, you know, I've just always been a Christian. My family's always been Christians. And I'm like, what's the story? I guarantee your family must have so many amazing stories, generation after generation of God's faithfulness. That's worth writing down. You know, go talk to your old, if you're from a big Christian family. I mean, I'm not going to say anything about mine. But, you know, if you got this amazing big Christian family, they've all got testimonies. Go gather them up. And leave a legacy of faith to all of your grandkids and all of your nieces and nephews. Another, know and remember, God has a life story to write for those children, and they were put in your care by Him. Trust me, my parents weren't perfect, but I thanked them for my life. Yeah, somebody else says Satan did the same thing to me when I was very young. Not surprised. Another, instead of asking God why I'm struggling right now, I just want to say, Lord, I trust you. Another one, coming out of not trusting self. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That resonated with a lot of people. Love this vision board. Just joined. So empowered by everything. Yeah, you know, people are joining. People are joining like crazy. People are still joining every day. Yeah, Fiverr, I'll type it in and send it to everybody because now everybody's all excited about getting a book cover, okay? It's Vickiana. I think she's the best. I just sent that to everybody. And I can post it on the Facebook too. Let me just do a couple more. Thank you so much for this class. I need to learn how to ask better questions. Have issues with ADD for 2016. God's having me focus. Yeah. Pick one thing. One thing. One. 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 Not two, not three. For you. I'm talking, you know who you are. I just read your sentence. Not two, not three, not 10, not 20. One. Lead domino. Another, this has been so for me. The accountability part has been hard. I have a lion roar of response, which sometimes scares people off. How can I find someone who will stay by my side? We'll get to accountability later. We'll get to accountability later. But it's a great question. That's a great question. But we have a whole section on accountability. I think it's really the most important part. It's the most important part. So few people are willing to be accountable. They just can't. And they just run. Anybody who asks them a hard question, anybody who tries to have an honest conversation, they get to run away. And we're all the same. I'm the same way. I don't like people, you know, I mean, I've learned that I need it. You know, it's like I have spinach for breakfast. I have spinach, parsley, cucumber, flax seeds, chia seeds. I mean, I have all this stuff in a blender for breakfast. I would rather have Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops, you know. But I know I need that. I know it's good for me. And I'm the same with accountability. That's why I ask my close friends all the time, what am I not saying? What am I not saying? What am I missing here? Where am I going south? What are you seeing in my life that's not working? I ask it all the time. And when they give me an answer, I don't get defensive and argue with them and, you know, try to make them cry uncle and torment them until they finally agree with me and say, oh, yes, you're right, Donna. I was seeing that wrong, which is what most of us do. Left to myself, that's what I would do. But I'm learning. If I want to become the person that God wants me to be, then I'm going to have to. Accountability is like asking each other really hard questions and hearing things that you don't want to hear. Yeah. I mean, that's what you really want it. I don't know. Maybe you don't really want it. It's up to you. But again, I don't want to get too far ahead. It's important and super important, maybe the most important thing in this entire class, but let's build up to it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap. Thank you guys for engaging. This was fun, and I hope you're loving this. You can talk to me by phone. You can type to me in the chat. I mean, I hope you're loving it because I'm enjoying this. And I love you guys, and I'll see you on the Facebook group. Pray for my voice. Love you. Bye-bye.